You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.
You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at WeAreLibertarians.com.
Sorry, I'm coughing so much.
You might put that into the intro.
We're live. Oh my gosh.
Did you push the record button over there?
Okay. I just did, yeah.
All Here's the deal, Chris. We are going to buy a on-air light.
An on-air light. Maybe it probably needs to sit over there for
And
us
whenever
to see
you
it.
Do it, I want you to hit the button.
I'm just saying, all I have to say is, I said, we're going live, and you guys are like, okay. And then the next thing I know, you guys are like, wait, we're live? Yes, I said we're going live.
Maybe it needs to be like an official warning.
He said, I'll tell you whenever we're there.
I'm going live. And
I catch it out of my peripheral. Chris is going.
Amazon wish list. We're going to get an on-air light.
Welcome to the Boss Hogger Liberty Podcast. This is episode number 95 of East Central Indiana's favorite podcast. I'm Jeremiah Morrill, and today I'm joined by co-host Dakota Davis.
Today's episode.
Wait, whoa.
What?
Dakota Davis, Chase Payton, Cade Koger. Is episode
you
number 95, sponsored by Montgomery Steakhouse, Spice in Indiana.
Today's episode is, as you can tell, a host-only episode. We just got back from the very first, for 2019, Henry County Council meeting with all the new council members. We tried to live stream it. We had some problems with our camera and some other gear. We're going to try to get that remedied before we go live stream the next time, but thank you for everyone for sticking through it with us. Today we are going to be talking about the 116th United States Congress. We will also be talking about the State of Indiana legislative session that is happening right now, some bills that we need to watch for. Indiana trying to implement a $2 smoker's tax, and Chase is going to talk a little bit about how his heart has been broken by the Chicago Bears.
And Colts updates. Dakota, real quick, I drew this picture of an animal. What is it? You get two guesses.
It's a cat this time with a little ween.
That's not a ween. That is a tail, you sicko.
Hey, man, we're in the middle of the intro right now.
This is our show. The show is about our lives in rural Indiana. As always, we promise our episodes are going to be a fun and an easy listen. You guys are joining us. We're warmed up. We're like 15, 20 minutes in. There is a free... there's nothing
free. No, it's not
free. There's free if you join.
The opposite of free. If you pay us.
If you join the Patreon group, you get an invite to a special Facebook group, and you get a link to put something in your RSS feed, and you get an email every time we do some bonus content. Patreon.com/BossHoggLiberty. So everybody over there just got about 20 minutes of us talking about our Chicago trip.
Ooh, I'll give one free thing. I saw a shadow of Jeremiah naked, and it looked like a baby's arm holding an apple.
I am a puppet master. So thank you to our $50 members, Brant Spicer, Christy Avery, Craig DaCosta, John Phillips. Also want to welcome Hody Johns.
Hold on a second. Brantley Spicer is first on the list because he upped his donation to $55.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. We'll go there. Yeah. I upset somebody on the internet this week. I shared a video, a picture of a horse and a trash compactor.
Yeah.
And I upset some people.
Well, you guys thought it was funny. I saw it and I immediately had this pit in my stomach. Like it was grotesque. It was a grotesque picture.
It was a visual that goes with the narrative of stop sharing everything you see on the internet because it's not true.
It made me laugh out loud.
For the last 2 weeks, I got it from Josh
Norris.
It was a dead animal.
It was pretty funny.
Its neck was attached to the top of the trash compactor.
It was funnier because people were getting pissed.
It was the narrative of, hey, y'all didn't do the thing on the internet that said you have to adopt all those horses, so
you know
now
what
they're
I
dead and
do?
It's your fault.
I wanted to post a meme of the dead horse head and the Godfather.
Well, you go ahead.
It wasn't even...
And look,
it wasn't even like it was going to a a dog food factory or something. It was just, they were taking it to a landfill.
It was just going to the landfill.
I felt bad. And just the horse. So I like put something in the chat. I'm like, this is going to trigger a lot of people because I'm about triggered by it.
How many
and
horses have you killed in Red
sure
Dead?
Sure enough, I did. I tried not to kill any of them. I take very good care of my horses.
So anyway.
Okay? You don't talk to me about horse care!
So I understand that people are upset. It's literally something we share just to make people think, because everything on the internet's not true, and that's what it's about.
I don't care if you're upset.
Maybe the imagery is upsetting to you. You know, you're not going to like everything all the time.
If you didn't think it was funny, then you're just dumb.
No, that's not true either. Okay. It's not true either.
I didn't think it was funny.
But anyway, somebody commented and said, well, I'm done supporting you. So then Brant went in and said, I increased my membership. So we thank you, Brant Spicer.
Of course. Always awesome. Thank Brantley.
Amazon wish list. You heard us at the front end of the show. We've just now decided we need an on-air thing because as we've gotten a producer and Chris Guffey over here working the ones and twos, pressing go, he just presses go whenever he wants to now, and we have no idea when we're actually live.
I do what I want. You get what you pay for.
He reminds us that we don't pay him much, so this is what we get.
I still haven't got my paycheck.
This is how...
I know! None of us make money on this thing. It's more of a drain. It's a service to the community. That's why they pitched Patreon, so that we don't have to tell our wives we're really sorry about not being there and it being a drain on the household income.
Chris is doing this to fulfill his community service as ordered by Judge Kit Crane.
Hey, I'm not like the rest of the family.
We'll try to get Kit on the show so that maybe he can
No, get Kim Kronk on. He'll tell you all about my family. He knows it all. He knows the whole history.
You did go to a meeting and he just listed everybody.
He did.
All right, let's get into this real quick. Let's talk about the 116th Congress of the United States of America. By the way, if you're using the term Congress, then you can mean both the House of Representatives and the Senate.
This is quite true.
I keep seeing comments from people who, whenever they say Congress does this, they're like, no, the Senate did that.
Yeah.
And it's, no. Whenever they meet and they're in session, then it is called a Congress, right? So that's what Congress means. So this is the 116th Congress of the United States of America. Started in 2019, of course. There's a lot of historic firsts in the 116th Congress, which is there's Muslim women who were serving for the first time. We have one from the one that's been big in the headlines because she said it impeached that mother effer.
Talking about?
She's talking about President Donald J. Trump. And
could have been talking about a judge. Anybody?
She's from Detroit, Michigan, allegedly. There's also...
What do you mean, allegedly?
There's this conspiracy going around, right?
Did the people of Detroit elect her?
Is it because she looks different?
But there's this whole thing going around right now on the internet.
Her address.
She pulled a Greg York and she listed her father's address. Yeah. She doesn't even live in the district is what they're saying.
Oh.
Yeah. As the producer, I looked it up. It is Rashida Tlaib.
Rashida Tlaib.
Is she related to Aqib Tlaib?
I'll never answer that question.
Is she related to Rashida Jones from Parks and Rec?
Or The Office?
No, because that's a first name. Okay, so there's also a Native American, two Native American women that are serving in the 116th Congress. Texas sent its first Latina representatives to the Congress, and Texas elected its first female senator. Or not Texas, Tennessee, sorry. Tennessee sent its first female
senator. Yeah, Texas reelected
Tennessee's Ted behind. Cruz. Why? It's 2019. How have they not elected a female senator?
I don't know that Indiana has their cowboy.
Really?
No.
Are you serious?
We've never had a female senator.
We keep our women in line.
We've not had a female governor or a female senator. You're just calling people out.
Listen.
Mitch Daniels was our first short governor, and they've all been over 6 feet except for Mitch Daniels.
Yeah, it's our first short governor.
By the way, Chicago, we got official measurements. The Museum of Science and Industry. Chase is 6'1".
I think it's a little off.
Dakota is 5'2".
I think ours is a little off because we had to get down a little bit just to turn it on.
It's true.
So yeah, I think I'm really 6'6", and you're 6'5".
Six, I'm still laughing at Mitch Daniels being our first short governor. And
he's the fifth Andretti, man.
Right now, there are more openly gay representatives than ever before. So I put this in the show. I want to know, is this important at all?
Do we believe in identity politics, or do we believe in individuals?
Is it important that we have all these firsts that are going to
diversity
to the Congress? Why is the diversity of the Congress important? Are we? I guess one of the big worries that a lot of people are having is: are we electing people now only based on certain identifying factors, whether it be their religion, their demographics, their sexual identity or orientation, which all shouldn't matter at all whenever you're sending someone to the Congress?
We're a melting pot. The Congress is going to change depending upon the people we elect.
Exactly.
The biggest thing you can do to help diversity is to not draw districts that favor old parties, right? I mean, we can hear every bit of that, Guffy. So, we just want you to know that. Over there slurping and you got your cup going deep. Marathon. What's in the marathon cup?
Nothing.
Oh my goodness.
It's great. Just ice.
Good radio talking ice about the marathon cup that's not even on the camera.
Okay. Hope sponsored by Marathon.
Sponsored by Montgomery Steakhouse, Spiceland, Indiana. That's right. There was a good chewing ice over there.
There was a good thread about this diversity in Congress on Mark Sean Orr's Facebook the other day. I made a quick comment on it and it seemed to get a pretty good reaction. But it was, you know, diversity in any group like that is great, especially for a governing body, as long as it's achieved through meritocracy.
Exactly.
You should be elected for your merit, not for some arbitrary reason.
Justin Amash is a congressman from Michigan. We talk about him about once a week. We talk about him almost as much as we talk about Darren Jacobs on this show. There you go, Darren. Got you in. Justin was elected about 6 years ago to Congress, and he's a Palestinian-American.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in this new congressional batch was like, "We elected our first Palestinian," and he's like,
right over him.
"I've been here for 6 years, dude." but he's not into the identity politics. It's all about individuals, so nobody pays attention to that crap. But his dad immigrated into the country, and he's been serving, and it's not a big deal.
Yep.
I did see some people sharing things online about folks getting sworn in not on Bibles or on law books or people in religious dress, and
Constitution doesn't mandate that.
It's all about individuals. Do what you want. The people of your district voted for you to be their voice.
Aren't people freaking out about her because she's wearing the head thing?
The hijab.
Yeah, hijab. The hijab. Is that how you say it?
I haven't seen anyone freaking out about that, to be honest. Okay. Maybe only people at Infowars.com.
Yeah. Gotcha. I guess not freaking out. I just heard about her because she was the first one to wear it in Congress.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that was what I saw. Mean. I see.
Yeah.
So.
But I don't... Okay, here's the deal. We stopped paying attention to what a person brings to the table based on the color of their skin and during the civil rights movement. That's what it was all about. We should all be equal. Whenever you go to the polling place, you shouldn't look for this is the minority candidate. This is who I want to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And I can almost guarantee you that a lot of the minority candidates that we have don't want people to do that for them. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm the minority candidate. I can do this. But I know a lot of people who have ran for office who might be people of color or otherwise, and a lot of them I don't think would be fans of this sending you to Congress based upon something that's trivial. Such as race or sexual orientation or something.
Should be about the individual.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, and that's, I hope every one of them are successful. The country needs them to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So far, since they've taken office, the country's not operated yet. So,
One of these days,
some employees would probably like some money.
That was a big story this week, too. Even if they like to dance, they should still be successful.
Well, I think we should only vote on people who are pretty, because I don't think we should allow uggos to run this country. Just saying.
We have
a no uggo policy.
The voting commission also judges you and ranks you on a scale of 1 to 10.
Chase, 7.5 and up.
Chase is going to be the judge with a laser pointer saying, oh, I'm sorry, your thighs are touching. You can't serve in Congress.
I'll judge both men and women.
Okay? Hey, now I know you're a college athlete and all, but I think your thighs touch.
You got to have a gap, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yours. Yeah, okay. All right. Moving on.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so government's still shut down. Magically, last week we talked about the Trump administration, how the IRS had declared, we are not going to be able to process refunds till y'all come back. Now this week the Trump administration said, we think we can. So we'll stay shut down forever, which, you know, some of us are kind of okay with portions of that. But now they say, yeah, we can process them magically. We don't know how. Just executive order.
Trump says, him and Democratic leadership, which is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, have a meeting about the government shutdown. And they come out of the meeting, and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are both like, we went in there. He asked us if we were going to give him funding for the wall. We said no. And he said, okay, I'm done.
Bye. Ended the meeting.
And he said, and then Chuck Schumer is like, he told us that the government could be shut down for months, even years. And everyone starts freaking out. And I'm over here and I'm like, well, it's time to.
So let's say.
Get a new government,
I guess. It's safe to say this is definitely a new approach.
Yes.
Right? Let's say this happens. This goes on. It won't. But what if it went on for like 3 years? Could we elect another president because the government is shut down?
Yes. Yes, you absolutely
could. I think this
could.
Is all part of his plan.
Because we elect the your county clerk is the person that's in charge of holding election in your county. And that rolls up. So, yes, we could totally elect a new one.
Okay.
All right. Trump goes the rest of his term without serving any longer. But here's the crappy thing.
Can't make any mistakes if I can't govern.
He has to stay in Washington, D.C. as long as the government's shut down.
Yeah.
He's just in the Oval Office just waiting to get a phone call from
Chuck
Schumer.
Do you think anybody's paying the light bill, or are the lights going to get shut off in the White House?
He's probably playing Red Dead.
I just thought it was hilarious that they come out
around killing everybody's horses.
They come out. I thought it was so funny because they came out and they were making a big deal about this. Like, he wouldn't even listen to us. He didn't say he wasn't even giving us the time of day because we wouldn't give him his wall. And then Trump gets on Twitter and he's like, you know me.
All right. So this is like the third week of the shutdown on the show now. We've taken 0 weeks off.
Today's day 20.
Yeah, it's I don't miss it yet. I don't know. The Coast Guard guys weren't getting paid. That kind of sucked.
Yeah, that's a bad deal.
I saw a lot of people were joking about getting into Area 51. And young Chris, you can check this for me. I don't know if... Someone said they have a
young Chris.
Yeah,
I love that.
Chrissy.
They have a
fluffy Chrissy.
The contract for
as he holds
there.
His phone out to the ends of the length because he can't read.
We need to get Chris a laptop.
It's a private military contract, I guess, for their security. So they're still getting paid.
So the aliens aren't going
to
starve.
Do not try to infiltrate Area 51 right now.
Zachary Bertram, hit me up after the show. I have a great idea for a use for your drone that takes cameras. That takes footage.
Cade has a drone, but he broke it.
Cade.
It works. I just have to stay within 200 feet or so of it.
Yeah, it still works.
Yeah.
All right.
You can still take pictures of your Trump etched into the field.
Indiana General Assembly is back in session. We got some bills that were filed. Senate did 319. There's 159 House so far.
Well, that was
is that as of that moment? Because Wednesday
that was
the deadline. But you
that
made
was
your
as
notes
of
super
Monday.
Early.
I made the notes Monday because I was super busy this week and I wouldn't get to it yesterday. As of Monday, 319 Senate bills had been introduced and 159 House bills. I know that that's not right now because. Right after I wrote these and sent them out, Jim Lucas's had two bills that were pushed into the House bill section. One of them had to do with medical marijuana, and the other one had to do with the decriminalization of marijuana. His decriminalization bill, it decriminalizes up to 10 grams of the substance. So you'd no longer get any kind of a jail time, fines, or anything like that. And his medical marijuana bill basically makes it sort of like a prescription drug.
Ooh.
So it's a very standard medical marijuana bill, and I think it's a good one. I think it's really good. I like every single one of the bills that Jim Lucas has pushed out this year.
He's been repping a few this week.
So yeah. We'll take a high level approach to this, but there's a Senate Bill 12 that's dealing with hate crimes or bias motivated crimes.
Yeah, there's another House bill that deals with hate crimes as well. Senate Bill number 34 deals with smoking in a car with a child. Mm-hmm. A child is designated as anyone under the age of 8.
That's an interesting one. The child can't consent, right? So are mm-hmm. you? Is it violence against the kid? Is it a parental rights issue? That's one that will be interesting to watch and see.
Here's
what
the thing.
Happens.
A bill, a law is only as good as what it is enforced. I don't see a lot of police officers pulling people over for smoking in the car with a child. I don't see it happening. And to me, this is one of those things.
Probably one of those that gets added onto the list of 42 other things you did wrong.
Exactly.
By
That's
the way,
what
you were
saying.
Smoking in a car with a 7-year-old.
Either that or it's like.
If they need money.
It might be like a seatbelt law where it's you get pulled over for the seatbelt violation. But we wanted to pull you anyway because you're sketchy and we want to search your vehicle.
Another opportunity to get in. Well, you were smoking, and that kid didn't have photo ID, so we assume he's
still. I swear to God, he's 9. He looks 6 to me, ma'am.
Civil asset forfeiture has been a big thing. Senate Bill 97 is going to deal with that. We'll track that and see what happens. SB 262 is dealing with the minimum wage. Indiana potentially looking at increasing the minimum wage?
Correct. There was an Indiana state senator who introduced Senate Bill 262, and he said that Indiana deserves a $15 minimum wage.
That's not a Republican that filed that bill. I can guarantee that.
It was not. You are correct.
So that won't be law.
Democrat that, state senator.
That's somebody that wanted a news headline. We talked about it. Congratulations, but that's the end of that one. House Bill 1078, commitment of level 5 felons to the Department of Corrections. So we've talked about that one in 2017 or 20. What's the current year? 2019.
It's 2019.
So 2018. We spent a lot of time talking about the level 6s and level 5s that end up in the Henry County and the other county jails in Indiana. This would send them to state jail and solve some of the overcrowding.
It would be a big deal. It would be a huge game changer mm-hmm. for every single county and all the other counties that have already broken ground on new jails. Look like idiots.
Thank God we procrastinate around here.
Good thing we waited and got ourselves into a lawsuit.
this jail's still not going to be good enough no matter what. It's still going to need attention.
Yeah, it's going
to
change.
If you don't think that's the case, go tour it. House Bill 1052. This is all Indiana House bills. But the point of this is watch your local state as well. If you're watching in Kansas or New Mexico or New York State, somewhere else, Florida, you have a General Assembly who's doing the same stuff. You're going to have hundreds, if not thousands, of bills to look at, watch, and they're going to—they could be good, they could be bad. Normally, they're going to try to take away your freedom one step at a time. But you got to track them, you got to be involved, you got to pay attention. You've got somebody that you are a representative. You know, you've elected somebody to be your voice on these. You need to know who they are. You'll be able to text them, call them, whatever. Get involved, have conversations. But this one, 1052, another local income tax bill.
That's correct. If this one passes, we can. It's another public safety tax, allowing the counties to implement another 0.2% tax. And I just checked my taxes.
Your property taxes? Your income taxes?
My income taxes.
Your sales taxes?
Yesterday. Last year, I gave Henry County $1,300.
You got... No, you didn't.
I did.
Your property taxes?
No.
In the house you moved into?
My income tax.
Oh, income tax.
Yes.
Well, you make a lot of money.
No, not really.
You're
they just
very wealthy.
Took too much. I found out after I went to the lovely folks at HR Block that I was getting screwed. Well, it's this weird the whole dynamic whenever you get married, right?
I did that once.
Yeah, and everything changes.
Cade got married.
Yeah, but Cade's tax situation is a little bit different from you and I, where we have W-2s,
fake farming,
self-employed. I don't get a return.
Let's see. Another one we're going to keep an eye on. Dakota's the official bill watcher on the Boss Hog of Liberty. House Bill 1027, dealing with wind farms and conflicts of interest.
This one was introduced by our very own state representative, Mr. Thomas Saunders. Wanted to talk about filing conflict of interest forms for any executive positions in counties where wind farms are being considered. So if you have any ties to wind companies or you could stand to make money off of the wind farms, then you could not vote on whether or not we had wind farms in the county.
Last one you're talking about, House Bill 1109, Security Tax Credit for Firearms.
That's a Jim Lucas bill.
Why should somebody that has firearms get a tax credit?
Why
is that the right thing to do?
Well,
how does that make you more free?
Because you're not paying taxes. They're stealing less of your money, dude. But it's considered a write-off if you buy a new firearm. So you go down to Rural King and you buy some crappy XD.
I think we call it the Rural King.
The Rural King. You buy a crappy XD firearm and
no, let's not say that. Let's go with Glock. You go buy a nice Glock.
All right. You buy firearm.
A nice firearm.
Okay.
And then whenever your taxes come, if you don't do standard deductions, then you can write off the expense as a security expense.
So here's my problem. We get an inflated tax system.
Mm-hmm.
We raise everybody's rates. And then we give everybody a little carve out for this behavior we want to use government for, whether it's for the liberals or the conservatives or the libertarians. Everybody wants their little thing in the tax code to encourage a certain behavior.
Exactly.
So this bill is going to encourage you to go buy a firearm.
Yes.
Why does government have that role at all? And this is where we like Jim very much, but why play this game? Why not just lower everybody's taxes and you live the life you want to? Why do we have to use government to play this game?
I agree.
Guns are cool.
But that was
what if we gave you a tax credit for every abortion you had, right? I mean, are the conservatives going to be pissed about that?
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Don't understand this.
A little bit different of a thing.
Well, it's just
you're dealing with a constitutional right.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you have a right to self-preservation.
But you're using the instrument of government to force somebody in a direction, to change behavior, which is the next thing we're going to talk about your segment.
Yeah.
You're not forcing them to change a different
direction.
You're
encouraging it. You're trying to play master planner with the state.
You know why, Jer? Because guns are cool and abortions are not cool.
One more related to that.
I'd agree with that.
No one ever says, hey, guys, let's go have an abortion.
We're going to give you a tax credit.
People say, hey, guys, let's go shoot guns.
We're going to give you a tax credit for putting up solar panels. We're going to give you a tax credit for building a windmill. We're going to give you a tax credit for driving
Indiana
a green car.
Indiana doesn't give any tax incentives for solar panels.
Today.
I checked.
Somebody else might come along.
I heard that there were states that didn't make you pay property taxes if you got solar panels. And I was like, whoa, I'm going to get solar panels. Indiana doesn't do nothing.
I want people, if you learn nothing else from the show tonight, think critically and know that the government is going to use its authority and its power to try to change your behavior. Sometimes it's a behavior you like, sometimes it's not, but they're going to use that force against you every time. And when you decide you're giving it to them, you're complicit.
You're complicit in that force. Okay. So that
even
that
if you
was
like
a big
the idea,
deal.
You need to be principled enough to say no.
Yeah. That was a big deal in Tom Furkenhoff, who ran for Congressional District number 6 here in Indiana, which is our district, as a libertarian. He is a CPA, and one of his main talking points was, our tax code is not to fund the government. We don't pay taxes to fund the government, and our tax code is not written to fund the government. Our tax code is written to influence the behaviors of the citizenry into doing acceptable things that the government likes to see. And a tax credit for firearms definitely falls under that umbrella, I think.
All right.
I like
segue.
It was written as a good bill, and he has the right idea, but it's not the right thing to do.
Too narrow.
Because it fits my bias.
Overhaul
right?
the tax code for everybody. It's the same fight we have over abatements.
Okay. One more House bill I saw that Jim Lucas said he was going to be proposing. It hasn't been assigned a number yet, but it's been giving the right to teachers to carry firearms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a voluntary bill.
Voluntary bill. So it's not requiring that teachers carry firearms for defense in their classroom. But if they so choose to, here are the training requirements. Once you meet the training requirements, you're allowed to do so.
Right.
How do you guys feel about that?
I'm totally for it. If you want to be trained and carry a gun, then you should have the right. If you do not want to carry a gun and you don't want to go through any of that, And that's your right as well. Everyone has the right to self-preservation. That is it's a natural right, in my opinion. Yep. You have the right to live your life. And normally defending your life is I mean, that's everything.
Normally, that's where I start and stop the debate on gun control.
Right.
Is if whether or not I can agree with somebody on that.
If you have the right to defend
your own
life.
Whether or not you have the right to defend your own life.
And especially, we trust teachers mm-hmm. with the brains of our children.
Yeah.
That is everything. That is the future of our society.
Really, our safety, too. We're already trusting them with their safety.
Right. And, I mean, if you don't think that you can trust a teacher with a firearm, but you can trust them with the brain of a developing child,
yeah,
you got your priorities, and they're whack, man.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about what Cade talked about. And I guess this has been a topic in the local community on Facebook. The mm-hmm. There's a bill proposed. The Indiana Chamber of Commerce is in favor of it. Smoking in Indiana still, as far as I know, a legal endeavor. You're still allowed to smoke tobacco?
Yep.
Is that right? I haven't checked today.
It's just going to get a lot more expensive.
So the Chamber of Commerce is proposing an increase of $2 a pack, I believe, during the Mitch Daniels administration to pay for Healthy Indiana. They added another pack, so this would be a cumulative $3 increase since the Republicans, the small tax people, took charge.
We're fiscal conservatives. Here's a new tax.
It's the same conversation. You're trying to raise taxes to change behavior. You're trying to encourage behavior.
Yeah.
And somebody will say, well, we're going to take that money and we're going to use it to pay for the health care of the things you're doing because we think it makes you unhealthy. Why is government involved in that role? We don't know. But what happens, this is the same conversation, at least my take on this, and you guys can tell me if you think I'm wrong or crazy or whatever, but you increase taxes, you create a black market, you create somebody to go roll your own, and that's untaxed, and you make your own cigarettes, and you buy a little machine, and then you roll your own cigarettes.
And then a poor...
You buy papers and tobacco, and then you get arrested for having the papers because they think they're for something else. That's not quite legal yet.
A poor urban black man gets shot because he's selling unregulated taxes.
Untaxed cigarettes.
This is a horrible... What this boils down to is it is a tax on the poor and the lower middle class. Because statistically speaking, the lower tiers of our income brackets are the people who consume the most tobacco. It's just a statistic. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't help that it's so much more advertised in the lower income areas.
Exactly.
Like you can
you go to the gas station.
Go to a gas station, you can see it everywhere here. But if you go to a richer area, they don't post that.
And there's a thing. So I've read a lot about epigenetics. I don't know if it's a topic that any of you guys know about. Katie, you might. I think mm-hmm. that Joe Rogan has a guy on. And there's what epigenetics is basically the biological makeup of your DNA proteins. So like your DNA is a protein, right? It's a structure. And what we're discovering is that there's a lot more information that are stored in the chromosomes of your DNA than what we ever knew was even possible.
Yep.
And so men that started smoking between the ages of 11 and 14 and carried on into their 30s, their children had a 75 to 78, I don't remember the exact number, percent chance more.
To smoke.
Yeah. So if we have had all of the advertising in low income communities since before they outlawed commercials basically on TV, and now the children are predisposed to nicotine addiction and they see it, they're around it all their lives. A kid picks up a cigarette from their dad whenever they're 13 years old and goes and smokes it behind the house, and there's another one in a low-income community that is addicted to nicotine, and they say that they want to try to get these people off of cigarettes, but it's not what happens. They just end up making them more poor.
I wonder who's going to bail out the sports industry, because Marlboro and Camel used to sponsor football stadiums and race teams and baseball stadiums.
My grandparents used to have
a huge collection against that of
the Smokin' Joe. The Camel?
Yeah, Joe Camel.
Yeah. And they had a whole collection of a bunch of his stuff. They even had a Crown Royal bottle that had Smokin' Joe on the label. It was very rare.
Man, that is some cross promotion right there.
I don't know what ever happened to
it. I would have bought that at a casino and you could have had all of the vices in one thing.
I haven't seen it at their new house. It was at the old one.
All right. That's enough of that topic. We wet your whistle. It is time. We need a, like an intro. Do you have a sports desk with Chase Payton as Dakota Davis walks out the door.
So, Jer, this was...
We went to Chicago.
Chicago.
Bears were playing in the playoffs.
Hold on.
Bears.
This is the second hardest week of sports in my life. You know what the first one was?
Did you get cut by a baseball team when you were a teenager?
2004 ALCS. That was probably the hardest year of my life in sports.
October 2004, I was in college writing papers going, Red Sox can't come back. They're down 3-0. Nobody's ever done that before. And then...
It was the worst year.
And then they did.
Worst series of my life.
Oh, bull. You were 8 years old.
I've watched baseball. I didn't get into football really until I was 17.
8 years old, Chase Payton, just sitting there crying watching Joe Buck.
I've watched baseball ever since I can remember. So the earliest memory I have is 2001. So by 2004, I mean, I remember my favorite home run ever was the 2003 ALCS walk-off home
Boone.
Run. Aaron
freaking Boone.
Boone.
Something went wrong with your stream. Please check the connection.
Yeah, no, uh-oh. Internet connection's lost.
Did we lose it? Oh, no.
There we go.
Well, we're still recording, so.
What's going on, young Chris?
We're hoping.
So, anyways.
Well, Metronet is, Jeremiah didn't pay the bills, so they're cutting us off.
Patreon people, help us out. Quick story.
Okay.
1984. I was 1 year old. Kid from my hometown was drafted. Jim Deshays. Perhaps you've heard of him. By the New York Yankees. He was a starting pitcher, then a relief pitcher. Played for the Yankees, played for the Astros, played for the Twins. He is now the color guy for the Chicago Cubs.
Ooh.
Big time guy. He used to sit behind us in church.
That's pretty cool.
So my parents would be like, that's Jim Deshays. That's Ace Deshays sitting behind you. So we were kind of Yankee fans and then Astros fans. That's kind of where I got my affiliation with the Astros back in the day. That was our baseball hook when I was a kid. Wanted all the Jim Deshays baseball cards I could get.
Gotcha.
So he was a Yankee. Go on.
Anyways, it's the NFL playoffs. Wild card weekend.
You and I made a pact a week and a half ago.
Yes.
Our teams are going to make the playoffs. We were going to be in Chicago. And we said, no matter what, we're going to watch these games together. My team plays.
On the couch.
We're going to watch.
Yep.
Your team plays. I'm going to watch.
Yep.
My team was up 21-0, and it was a glorious Saturday.
Well, let me tell you.
You, me, and Dakota, we kicked the girls out of the apartment.
I watched King of the Hill.
Your team got lucky and played the Houston Texans. They suck. My team played the defending champions and the former MVP Super Bowl.
So your team...
MVP of the Super Bowl.
Your team chose their opponent. They literally could have said, you know what? We're going to play the Bears.
Or we chose the harder game.
The fact of the matter is they lost.
So. Well, hold on. Okay. So, spoiler alert, they did lose. You might have seen it on the internet. So I'm watching this game, and I'm used to being nervous during baseball postseason games. But I'm really not really watched a Bears postseason.
Because it's
not since I can remember, really. Because it doesn't happen often.
It's been since 8 years.
It's been a long time.
Eight years since the Bears 2010,
I think. Yeah. So I'm watching, and I'm nervous the whole time. And you know, we had a good Bears team. We had the number one defense. I mean, they're really good, and they were playing well. The defense was playing well. We held them to like 16, 17 points, and our offense started off slow. We could barely move the ball. Second half, that fourth quarter, man, Trubisky looked good. And I follow this guy on
the emotional roller coaster. You refused to watch the game with me.
I'm really hoping
we watched together.
I'm glad we did not watch this game together. So I follow this guy from Barstool Sports on Twitter. His name's Big Cat. He's a big Bears fan. And in August, beginning of the year, he tweets, cut Cody Parkey. They should have listened to him. And on December 23rd, he goes, Cody Parkey will be the death of us all. Cody Parkey was the death of us all.
Yep.
Okay? I'll lay it out there for you guys.
There was a punt that was blocked.
Hold on. I'm getting there.
A kick. A field goal that was blocked.
I'm getting there. Okay? So, we're up by 5.
There's a lot of banging on the table right now, Kate.
We're up by 5. A lot of banging. We're up by 5. Eagles are driving. Our defense is good, but we've lost momentum. They're tired. They've been on the field the whole game. They score.
Is it Cody Parkey's fault that they scored a touchdown with Golden Tate late in the fourth quarter?
They score. 50 seconds left. We get the ball. Great return. Our quarterback's throwing dimes. We get it to the 30. And I'm thinking, oh, shit. Cody Parkey
for the win,
is
going
to have to kick for the win. So if you're a real Bears fan, you know, seeing him walk out there, that there's like a 20% chance he makes this. So I'm at this point, I'm like, well, this game's over. We're going to lose. And then I see him kick the first one.
So they called a timeout. Doug Peterson of the Eagles, head coach, calls a timeout, tried to ice the kicker.
He kicks the first one. It goes right down the middle. And I'm like,
pure money.
My 20% chance goes up to 50. And all of a sudden, I have hope. I'm like, holy crap. He might make this. Then he goes and he kicks the second one. Okay? It goes, and you see it going left. And I'm like, oh, no.
Doink.
Boy, shit. I literally shit myself. Okay? It hits the goalpost.
Okay, but did they get a hand on it or not?
Yes.
Hold on. It hits the goalpost.
It's a blocked
kick. It goes down, and at the angle it goes down, at first you don't know if it goes in or it goes out, and then you see the refs come. They're saying, no, it's no good, and I thought I was going to cry. But I only save crying for sports. For big victories and retirements. I cried probably 10 times when Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera cried. I'm not going to cry for a loss, but I am pissed. I am pissed.
Okay? I had people reaching out to me worried about Chase and his condition.
Listen, I literally sat on my bed.
How's Chase doing? Is Chase going to be okay? Kirk, your coworker's like, oh, I can't wait to see Chase tomorrow if he shows up.
I sat on my bed literally for an hour or two. Did not say a word. I was just in shock.
You were completely alone watching in your childhood bedroom.
I was in shock. And you can say, hey, you know what? You guys could have played the Vikings. Well, we played the Eagles, and we should have won. We should have won the game. And he missed the field goal. And you can say, well, didn't he get a hand on it? It wasn't blocked. It wasn't a blocked kick. It was a tip kick, which is completely different. And you know why that kick was tipped? You want me to tell you why? Because on that first kick.
Because he kicked it too low?
On that first kick, he kicked.
Too low.
That went right down the middle. It barely made it over. So he thought, oh, man, I got to kick this lower, go for the line drive kick. That way it goes through further, and then it gets tipped. So it's still his fault. And let's say, okay, blocking didn't hold up. Well, guess what? In the regular season, he missed 11 field goals, tied for second. He blew two games for us, Cher. One for sure. You know what? We get that one win. Or if we get both of them, we get both those wins, we're the number one seed in the NFC. We have home field advantage, and we don't play until this weekend versus the Cowboys or the Eagles. I'll take that.
Are you okay?
And we only get one of those wins, we're still playing this weekend. So you can say, oh, I feel bad for Cody Parkey. I feel bad for him. You know, it was just a kick. That game was all on him. That's his only job. And he sucks at it. And if it wasn't for him... Regardless, we'd still be in the playoffs. I hope his plane crashes. I hope his wife leaves him. All I've seen since it happened are pictures of him on the beach with his hot wife. I hope she leaves him because she's dating a loser. She is dating a loser.
So I there were some videos on the internet of people busting
their
doors.
What's your heart rate right now?
Yeah. There was a door that somebody just completely destroyed. There was a video of Barstool with those guys just
losing
their minds.
I wasn't that bad. I was pissed off. If it would have been in the
Super
Bowl.
I'm glad you calmed down.
If it would have been in the Super Bowl, I would have been busting a door. But it was just the wild card game.
So my team won.
Yeah, your team played the Houston Texans.
So we're going to play.
Your team could have beat that team with one hand tied behind their back.
My team's going to go play the number one seed Saturday.
Okay.
Would you say Saturday is an honest test then?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Okay, hold on. I got some facts about this game, some stats. The Chiefs have scored the lowest amount the Chiefs have scored in a game this whole year is 26 points. Yep.
Patrick Mahomes has thrown 50 touchdowns.
And against tough defenses, the Chargers, the Browns, the Ravens, they've scored at least 27 to 37 points. So they're going to score at least 26 points
Saturday. We got a good defense.
You guys have a good defense.
We have a good defense.
That's why I'm saying... It's probably going to be a 40-point game.
I give the Colts a very good chance.
I think the odds right now are plus 5.5.
Yeah, I say it's going to be a shootout either way because their defense sucks. They have the 31st ranked defense in the country. which there's 32 teams.
Yeah.
Hody Johns is in the chat reminding us that Robbie Gould has missed 3 field goals this year, and I will say that he was in the audience.
Hody Johns. This is... Okay, this is the good thing about this, okay? If you know me, I'm a huge Bears fan. I love Robbie Gould.
Are you? I had noticed.
I was very upset when they got rid of him. That was the biggest mistake this GM has ever made. And he has made... We got rid of him like 3 or 4 years ago. He's made 82 out of 85 field goals since he left. But he's a free agent. He still lives in Chicago, and he was at that game, so he's going to re-sign with the Bears.
Yeah, of course he won't.
Yes, he will. I would put money on.
Does he
want to
play for a winner?
We're going to win the Super Bowl next year.
So in 2005.
We should be there this year.
In 2005.
If it wasn't for the kicker.
My beloved Indianapolis Colts were the number one seed, hosted the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers came in. They beat us. We had a field goal that would have tied the game. It was 21-18. Mike Vanderjagt, the guy that was the most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL, shanked one.
Yeah.
To the pylon.
Laces up.
Season over.
Have you seen the parody video of the Pepsi commercial?
Yeah.
Yes. I shared that.
Yeah, night. I've seen all the videos.
This is the part where I'm trying to cheer him up.
If you're trying to look for me on Facebook, my profile picture right now is a picture of Cody Parkey with the Bird Box meme as his head.
Yeah, blind.
Yes, blindfolded. All right.
So 2005, the Colts went out sadly at home in the playoffs, the Pittsburgh Steelers. 2006, they hoisted Lombardi. They did fire Mike Vanderjagt and sign Adam Vinatieri. So maybe a kicker change is in order if you're going to follow the Colts model.
Yeah, no, we're getting Robbie Gould back. I already hit him up on Twitter. And honestly, I really do think we are. He still wants to play for Chicago.
I already hit him up on Twitter.
I did. I hit him up.
It's done. Chase has entered the contract.
Was the Bears kicker really getting Eagles fans to Venmo him?
Yeah. A lot of people made fake Cody Parkey Venmo accounts, and they got some of the money. So,
I love that.
But anyways, you know, it was still a good season. We knocked the Packers out this year. We knocked the Vikings out this year. We would have knocked Christy Avery's Lions out this year, but they sucked so bad they were already out.
I felt very bad.
If you
got
to root for somebody now, who are you rooting for?
The Chargers. He's already declared the Chargers.
All right.
The Chargers or the Patriots.
Los Angeles. And Super Chargers. Charge.
What I will say is... The Colts are destined. They're a team of destiny. They're destined for one thing, Jer. You know what that thing is?
To raise my taxes to pay for a stupid stadium.
They're destined to win this week. Colts fans are going to get really stoked. And then they're going to get the shit kicked out of them by the Patriots again.
I am my dream nightmare scenario, the dumpster fire for the NFL, is for the Colts to win and the Chargers to win and the Colts to have to go to Los Angeles to play in a soccer stadium that holds 20,000 people for the AFC Championship game.
Jer, you just knocked my headphones out, man. It was you banging. Oh, that fixed it.
Have you heard me banging?
My left ear went out again. So anyways, the score, good news for you guys, it's going to be a shootout. You're not going to be able to stop them, really. They're not going to be able to stop you. It's going to come down to whoever gets that one or two stops. I mean, it's going to be a... If you're going to bet the over, I'm going to put the score at 40-34.
Indy?
Chiefs.
Damn you. You know the Chiefs have never beaten the Colts in the playoffs. They're 0-4.
I know that.
And the Chiefs, since 1970-whatever, when they came into the NFL, they are 0-2 at home.
Trust me, I know. I looked these stats up today.
The Colts have won more games in Arrowhead in the playoffs than the Chiefs have.
It's different now. They have Pat Mahomes and... Hey, maybe the impossible will happen, and you guys will just blow them out.
How many playoff games has Pat Mahomes won?
Who you think's going to the Super Bowl? Tell me right now.
I'm going to go with who I put in originally, and it was the Patriots versus the Saints.
Colts, Rams.
Yeah.
Cade, you got anything?
Rams aren't going to go because people run on the Rams too easily.
I got Patriots and Saints too.
The hell do you know?
I think Colts, Saints this weekend's going to go 21-31 Colts.
Guffy?
It's going to be hard to beat T. Brady in Foxborough, man. he's great there. So, I mean, you got to put Tom
Brady
in. And
it's in the playoffs. It's the playoffs. It's the one time the Patriots actually play well.
He's an entirely different man in the playoffs at Foxborough.
Well, the good thing the
so
good
Tom
news
Brady
is
and the Saints.
Other than Cody Parkey, the Bears are completely intact. They've got all their players. They've got all their coaches for next year. They're good to go.
False. which, you know, that was bittersweet because I love Vic. I love my man Vic.
And Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator for the Bears.
Let me tell you, he is a great coach.
He's
a great defensive coordinator, and I'm happy he got a new job, and I'm sad to see him.
He's going to be the head coach of the Denver Broncos.
Yes, he is.
Vic Fangio was fired by the Indianapolis Colts.
That was a bad, bad deal.
Jim Mora was the head coach of the Colts. Bill Polian was the GM. Bill Polian told Jim Mora, he said, "You're going to get rid of Vic Fangio. You're going to get rid of him now." And Jim said, "No." They cried a little. And then he fired Jim. And then the Colts hired Tony Dungy. And the rest is history.
That Denver defense, if you're going to pick something for fantasy and the top two defenses are out already, go for the Denver defense. He's going to turn them around. I mean, even with really crappy players,
is he gonna
the Bears have always had a top 15 defense.
Is Vic Fangio going to love the Bears so much that he trades Von Miller to the Bears?
Oh, man. I wish he would pull Derek Jeter. It's what Jeter did with Stanton in Miami. He sent him right to the Yankees. I hope Vic sends us Von Miller. Cheap price.
All right. That's enough of that. County issues. We just got back to the county council meeting. What we learned, the county council is they're meeting in the evenings now.
Yes. I commend.
They elected
I commend
Susan.
The county council Good for call. Doing that.
Susan yeah. Hoon is the new president.
Good call.
Armivo was a dumpster fire. So portions of the county council meeting are there, but you did get audio of all of it. So we're going to post that somewhere.
Correct. We do have audio of all of it. It's kind of quiet, but we can bump that all up in post-production. So, yeah, the Mevo is being weird. We're going to try to work with the county council and the commissioners to let us get in there, take some of our cords and equipment that we will probably end up having to add some of that stuff to the Amazon wish list. And so if you like our show, but if you like us live streaming the meetings, be checking on there, because that's going to be some equipment that we need to plug into their audio system so that we can take the audio directly from their microphones and also attach to their internet so that we don't have any problems with the Mevo cutting out. Our Mevo camera has been acting up like crazy here recently. I had to email the company and get this whole firmware update, and they had to do a firmware reset where basically had to download this file that they sent me in the email, plug it
basically,
into the Mevo.
It's
and
broken. We're trying to fix it.
It fixed it to where it turns on, but it takes us 20 minutes to get that thing to turn on, which is kind of nerve-wracking whenever you're sitting there getting ready for a public meeting to start and you've been telling people, we're going to live stream this, and it's not working. It's a very stress-inducing situation. But, yeah.
We're doing our best.
We're trying.
We're doing our best.
Yeah.
Normally it would stay up, but it's here lately it does seem to just like decide it's going to die halfway through occasionally, too.
Mm-hmm. It's really weird.
Who knows? Other things that came out of the county council meeting, the biggest portion that we heard in the time we were able to cover it before we had to come over here, they're kicking around the idea of joining an area economic development group. Apparently there are some federal grants. Your county has to be a part of that to be considered. They were involved with one in Delaware County. Now the group basically decided they're going to table it and take it up at their meeting that's coming up again.
I want to say that
a couple weeks rather.
Yeah, it's on the 24th.
The Economic Development Corporation chair, Mr.
He's the president.
CEO. Yeah, Mr. Corey Murphy did a great job of explaining that to the council and to the members that were to the people that were in attendance today, explaining why he believed that we needed to be in that and why he believes that it is well worth the money that the county spends to be a part of that planning commission. So it does sound like a lot of money up front, and you're like, our county's broke, how can we be spending this? But we'll get a lot more out of it than what we're putting into it, is what I got out of what Corey Murphy was telling us today.
All right, so we heard that.
Planning
commission, the council appointee, that was going to be a big question because that's the one area that they have some influence with wind. Ken and Gray was appointed by the council for that.
Correct, and breaking news.
That was really cool.
Hey, we have some cords over there. I'll have to teach you how to do it, and you can plug them into your phone and you go right to the soundboard. You don't have to put it up to a mic.
Breaking news, I saw on Instagram.
Yeah,
news. It was broken on Instagram hours ago.
On Instagram, it's at the courthouse. You can go up there, get this information. But we have it before the Courier-Times has it, and that's the only thing that matters. Same as for the Middletown News, and, well, the Knightstown banner's not around anymore. But anyway, we have it first here on Boss Hog of Liberty at the 56-minute mark. Mr. Clay Morgan, friend of the show, the official barber of the Boss Hog of Liberty. Well, him and Angela, anyway. And he has announced that he has opened up a exploratory committee to run for Henry County Commissioner.
Look out, Commissioner Kronk.
Clay's come. Da-dum. Ba-dum.
So
Clay's
I guess,
coming for you.
I guess
big
that,
news.
That,
rooting for Clay.
I guess that means that Clay's taking your money. If you want it, if he's exploring, which means we're raising money to see if it works. So give money to the committee and help.
He's doing a good job, a smart move of getting started early
and
in this.
I would imagine
sure.
that Commissioner Kronk is also exploring running again, so he's probably raising money too.
So
pick a side, people.
Vote with your dollars. if Clay gets through that primary, then we'll have an open at large seat. And
yes.
at large seats are not impacted by straight ticket voters.
Hello, Cade. We're looking at you.
Anybody.
You want to run?
Anybody.
I say we run Jeremiah again. He had a lot of energy in
2018. I thought you liked me.
I do. That's why I want you to be a county councilman.
I had energy
in
2018. Man, 2020? What, you want to, it's a death sentence, man. I don't know.
Also,
I don't know.
We're putting the Libertarian Party of Henry County is putting together our slate for the city elections. We've got a good one.
You got a meeting scheduled on Sunday, right?
We do. We have a big meeting scheduled Sunday. We'll
of course,
be scheduling
playoffs.
We will be scheduling the Henry County.
I know.
We'll be scheduling the Henry County Libertarian Convention, which is where we select the people that we are going to put on the ballot in November.
And I feel like we should have that at our sponsor, Montgomery Steakhouse, 5800 South State Road 3, Spiceland, Indiana.
We have certainly had them there in the past.
Ask for Paul. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show.
Paul and John.
Yeah,
that's right. Both are friends of
John's
the show.
Yet to be on. It's great.
He's got a really nice voice.
All right. Have to get
John Let's on. Work our way around the room here, wrapping things up. Final thoughts. Cade, Coger, got anything?
No, not really. My jiu-jitsu school in Muncie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, they're running a special this week. If you want to come in and sign up, you get a free gi.
Ooh.
So if that's something you've been looking at, maybe following on the show, little pieces here
a
and there.
A gi's like $5,000 value.
Yeah, pretty close.
Is it Tuesdays and Thursdays?
There's a whole class schedule online if you want to check it out, Muncie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I know everybody's schedules are kind of different and hectic and everything like that, but if it's something you want to look at, maybe give it a try for some fitness. I know it's the beginning of the year. A lot of people are doing that stuff. It'd be worth checking out. And if you want to go up and try it, let me know. You're welcome to ride up with me one day.
From anywhere?
Anywhere. Yeah, I'll come pick you up.
Everybody's signing up for gym memberships right now, and I canceled mine. I live too far away.
You were at the Y, right?
Yeah. The YMCA in Henry County opens at 5:30 in the morning. I used to wake up whenever I lived three blocks away from there and go there as soon as they open. Now that I live 20 minutes away, a little bit more difficult to get up in the morning and make it down there. And I was like, I'm done. Because now I have an extra room in my house that I can put workout equipment in.
That's what I did.
Put stuff in there and I'm like,
pfft. I visit it like once a year. Hey, look, it's in there. It needs dusted.
I might buy your Bowflex machine from you.
We could talk about that.
Okay.
Chase.
Are you going to look for a new gym?
No. Home gym.
Chase.
I've been waking up at 4:30 in the morning.
Right, Dakota.
Just like
what if I just give you? I'll give you the Bowflex. You give me a key to the house, and I'll just work out.
You get two guesses.
It'd be about as much as I do it now.
You get two guesses.
Never.
Okay.
What did I draw you right here?
SpongeBob.
Oh, man, you're good at this game.
Man.
Either that or it's DoodleBob.
It could be either.
DoodleBob.
I thought it was
okay.
Caitlyn Jenner.
So I have two things.
What's the noise that DoodleBob makes?
Moinu noinu.
Well, I don't know what that was. That was terrible.
I don't think that was it. I think it is.
Young Guppy, can you look that up?
Yeah, hold on.
And play it into your microphone just like you did.
Hey, I guarantee that's it.
Young Guppy, pull that up.
So, anyways.
I'm doing it. We're working this out as we go. It's either Young Chris or Young Guppy, one of the other.
Who started Amazon?
Young Chris.
Jeff Bezos.
Did you hear he was going to... he was getting a divorce.
I heard he's going to have a $3 billion ex-wife if you're in the market, Chase.
Yeah. I heard she was getting half. $50 billion.
What?
Because he started it a year after they got married.
Well, and her parents helped bankroll Amazon.
Yeah.
At the beginning. That's it. All right,
I told you. Play
it in the mic.
Here it comes.
I told you.
You got it right.
Whatever
that
was.
What do I win?
It sounded close.
So, anyways, I can't imagine having $1 billion, but losing 50 of them.
Oh my God, I'd just die.
I mean, he might still have 50, but I just die.
Surely he has a plan.
The thing about it is, it's not going to hurt him.
No,
I mean. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's got a good attorney.
He could lose $99 billion and probably be okay.
You could take the collective wealth of all of us in this room and our extended family and add it all up, and we will never see that in all the money we'll make in our lives.
No.
This is quite true.
Except for Cade getting the government
subsidies. The amount of money that he has to give away.
Oh, my gosh. It just... So, anyways, we talked about my experience this week. It's been rough. I'm going through the 12 stages of grief. I'm on like number 8.
Anger?
Which is?
I felt like anger tonight.
Well, it sounded more like
denial to me.
I get into it. Well, it's not denial. Okay? we should have won.
Hey, young.
He just missed it. I accept he missed it.
Number 8 stage of grief?
Yeah, I'll look up the stages of grief right now.
Are you bargaining?
I am bargaining. Because I said I'll be okay as long as he doesn't come back as a bear. And we signed Robbie Gold.
I'll be fine as long as they do exactly what I think.
Honestly, I'll be fine as long as they get rid of him.
What if ideally Mike though they'll sign signed to be your
they'll
your
sign kicker. Robbie Gould.
Is it Gold or Gould?
And he
Gold.
What's number 8, Chris? What's number
he
eight?
Is a free agent.
Well, there is no 8. He's There's a free only 7. Agent.
Okay, 7. I'm on number 4.
What's number? So you're bargaining. You're bargaining
okay,
with it.
Okay, yes. Yeah, what's the rest?
Okay, number 1 is shock, 2 is denial, 3 is anger, 4 bargaining. 5 is depression. 6, you're testing. You're trying to seek realistic solutions to the problem. And number 7, is acceptance.
He's between anger and bargaining right now. He is transitioning.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever get rid of the anger part. But bargaining, yeah. They drop Cody Parkey. They pick up Robbie Gould. He's a free agent. He still lives in Chicago. He was at the game. He wanted to watch it. I mean, it's perfect. We'll be okay. Next year, Super Bowl.
You sound like Ray Finkel's mom, okay? That's what you sound like.
You know what, Jer? Listen. You know what really gets me? Is we should have won that game, clearly.
Win. We should have won that game.
I said,
ow! Right in the face.
We should win that game. I said, we should win that game. Right before you hit me in the face.
We should have won that game. It's blown right by him.
We should win that
I
game.
I throw the pen down on the table for emphasis.
We should win that game.
It skims off the
Chase,
laptop.
I'm not accepting
him
it.
In the face.
I'm in denial. I'm in denial.
A face tattoo.
Okay,
so we up. Should win that
the
game.
The least you can do is give me my pen back, hold up. Dick.
I have my hand up. One weekend he's cuddling with you on the couch. The next weekend he's throwing a pen at you.
We should.
Saturday
we should have won the game.
Spousal abuse is not okay.
We should have won the game.
Seek help.
We had the field goal. All we needed was the field goal. You missed it. All I can think about now.
15-16.
All I can think about now is, man, we'd be playing tomorrow against the Rams, who we physically dominated
tomorrow
a couple weeks ago.
It's Friday, buddy.
It's been a long week here, okay? I'm not all there.
That's the end of Chase's final
like,
thoughts.
I'm like at stage 7 or 6.
You got anything for us? What's your name? Dakota? Are you Dakota tonight? I guess we got to go Guffy, then we'll come to Dakota. Guffy, you got anything? And he doesn't. Okay.
Let me see. Actually, if you see me out and about just at the meetings, Corey mentioned it that he saw me at the city meeting. If you just see me out, just say hi. Let's make a
name.
We need
to get you a Boss Hog of Liberty t-shirt.
Yeah. We don't have the money.
Hold on. I'm working on making t-shirt designs again, because now we have a all original logo, so we should be able to open up shop again.
And we have like a legitimate staff.
And
you have a slave that
I've come
does
up
everything.
With, yeah, are you? We,
are, it's
are
a
we
me. Gonna,
are we going to keep or get rid of the windmill?
We're keeping it.
It's a huge issue to
it's
us.
It's there. But anyway, I have some good t-shirt designs that are in the works right now, and I'm working with Teespring on it.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Are they super saucy?
So we have premium shirts as well as non-premium shirts. We went with...
Are they still going to say local celebrity?
No.
Can they have our name on the back?
On the back of them, it just says BossHogOfLiberty.com.
No. We got to get our name on there.
We need staff on the back, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fake farmer.
We have some that say Jer and Dakota and Cade and
the ones
Chase
I copied from
and,
the Dan Patrick show.
Yeah.
Which I thought were Chris. A great design.
Yeah.
I was watching something. I didn't even know who was wearing it. Garth Brooks was wearing it during the concert. Was it Garth Brooks?
No, it wasn't Garth Brooks.
No, it was it.
It was a comedian. Adam Sandler.
Because he puts Dan and the Danettes in every show. Every movie he makes, he puts his people in it. Adam Sandler does. You know this, Chase? Chase has got the deer in the headlights look going, really?
But yeah, we have those shirts. They're nice. Heather Gray.
Fritzy, with, Paul, Seton, Dan.
With our lovely yellow collar.
God, you are such lettering. Hicks.
And then it's BossHogOfLiberty.com on the back. And then I also have some that just have the regular logo, but be looking for those to come out. We're not going to make a lot of profit off of them because I don't think that it's worth the profit. I think that
we just want people to have them.
I think we would be better served with more people getting them
and sharing your pictures.
Yeah, right. And having
so they're free?
Our website out. It's advertising. They're not free, no. But they're not the $28 that Teespring recommended I sell them for.
All right, couple announcements. One, Liam Pinheiro, who was our guest on episode episode 94 with Liam. He shot his B-roll. His YouTube video came out. We became YouTube stars on Sunday, so check that out. Like his page, share his page. Liam's a good dude. I hope to have him back.
Ooh, that was a great episode there last week, too.
I had the most lines behind Liam.
You did.
So famous.
You did. Kind of a big deal.
You did your work your way in there a
guys,
number of times.
Have you
he
noticed?
Did call us the boss hogs of liberty, which I thought was a slight towards me being the boss hog. But I will overlook it because Liam's a good dude.
Guys, did you notice I didn't use the fuck word this time?
Oh, you did. Oh. Congratulations. You did really good. Episode 96 next week, Thursday. We've entered into an official agreement that Grace Yinger, the number two blonde on the Bob and Tom show.
Number two?
She calls her on Facebook. She's like,
oh, that's right. Yeah.
She calls
it's Chrissy.
Herself.
I forgot about Chrissy.
She's the girl in the Snapchats?
Yeah. She's in our Snapchat group.
Okay.
Yeah.
You destroyed your pin.
It fell off. I felt really bad.
There's been a lot of anger over there. You okay?
So this was the kick, okay? 36 yards, 42 yards, I don't know.
Zoom in on this young guppy.
It's supposed to go right through the middle, and we win. And we're probably going to go to the Super Bowl after that. He kicks it. It goes.
You got to do this backwards. If you're watching the camera, now you have to watch this on your in the bathroom mirror on your laptop so that it all makes
okay,
sense.
Okay, so it goes.
Your hands in the way.
Once again, we are a podcast. It's theater of the air, of the mind. But you can go to our YouTube channel, Boss Hog of Liberty. Search that on YouTube. Give us a like over there. Or we're at facebook.com/BossHogOfLiberty, and all the videos are there live streamed. Oh, gosh.
By the way, Chase, I just got done reading.
Chase is just depressed.
The autobiography of a very influential pastor. In England, he was born in Germany, and I was really feeling like in a good place mentally and with morality, and you just screwed it up by blasting the F word into my ears.
I might have said that I hope all of Philadelphia gets nuked Sunday night.
Yeah,
I might have said
definitely
that.
Did say that.
I said I hope North Korea nukes Philadelphia. But I didn't mean it.
Just being very specific.
I did not mean it.
As if Philadelphia caused the problem.
All right.
You,
let's get this show on the road, Jer.
Yeah,
Big
pee.
Dick Nick,
really
man.
I do too.
I just feel bad for Chase. I really do. I feel bad.
You're, all right.
Oh my God! Okay, I have to pee.
All right, listen.
I'm gonna Ari Shaffir this episode right now.
I would have been okay if we would have lost by a touchdown. But to know you should be playing this weekend, Jer.
It's over.
Let's end it on this.
Episode 95 is in the can. Chase, I'm sorry. Next week, I'll be depressed with you, but at least we'll have spent the day on the couch together at my brother's house, eating his bonbons. And maybe somebody will take a picture of me crying on your shoulder.
Am I going to get invited to Danny's Super Bowl party? He didn't invite me to his New Year's party.
Come to all of them.
Well, you didn't come last year.
Oh, that's a good point.
No, you were screwing around.
I went to the Elks.
Yeah.
Jeremiah invited me to his house. That's also what I did on
New Year's.
All right. I just invite the sports fans.
Yeah. Well, I like watching the playoffs.
Well, let's go.
I generally watch the playoffs. Jeremy.
Wait. I generally like watching the playoffs as he watches King of the Hill in the back room when my team's on.
Listen, you guys were having a serious moment. I walked out there. I was going to watch the game, and you guys are laying on the couch with your heads on top of each other.
My kidneys are in
weird.
Pain right now.
Jer won $20 last year at the Super Bowl.
Young Chris is about to call this episode by himself right now.
I did on the second Gronkowski touchdown. This episode is over. I'm watch dipping. Next week. Episode 96.
Jer.
Gray Singer is the co-host.
What's the score going to be this weekend?
21-42 Colts.
And we are out.
Thank you for listening to the Boss Hog of Liberty, which is part of the We Are Libertarians Network. I am Chris Spangle, and I am the founder of this network. And I invite you to listen to all of our shows, which you can find at WeAreLibertarians.com or by searching for these in your podcatcher. The flagship show is the We Are Libertarians podcast, where we apply libertarian principles to current events. The Brian Nichols Show is a conversation amongst Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, as they talk about what is happening in the news. And we have many other podcasts like The Chris Spangle Show, Upward, The Cost, Raw Audio Politics, Miranda's World, and Tad Talk, which is quite a ride. So check all of these out. Go to WeAreLibertarians.com and you can check out all of our great podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.